North Korea's nuclear capabilities. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. South Korea says that North Korea launched a ballistic missile test into its eastern seas Sunday. This comes after an American aircraft carrier's arrival at a South Korean port to perform joint military exercises.
That comes just days before Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to visit Seoul, and the U.S. is conducting joint military exercises with South Korea. Unlike the past few years, this round of exercises is expected to be large scale. Rear Admiral Michael Donnelly said it's an opportunity
to demonstrate that we stand together.
The joint drills featuring the aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan.
Fox's Jill Nato. Fiona, which is now a post-tropical cyclone, causing massive destruction on Canada's east coast. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his administration is sending federal aid to Nova Scotia, where nearly 500,000 residents are without power.
People have seen their homes washed away, seen the winds rip schools, roofs off. But as Canadians, as we always do in times of difficulty, we will be there for each other.
Canadian military will be helping with the cleanup, Fiona washing away homes and tearing the roofs off others. Florida residents making preparations for Tropical Storm Ian, which is forecasted to strengthen into a hurricane Sunday. It's expected to approach Florida in the middle of the week after moving over western Cuba. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez discussing storm preparations on Fox and Friends Weekend.
We're getting our residents ready. We're getting all of our systems ready, our pumps, making sure that the stationary pumps as well as the portable pumps are ready, focusing on a variety of different areas in the city that typically will flood with heavy rains and making sure that everybody's prepared.
Voting happening in Italy's early election Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Two American military vets returned home to Alabama Saturday after they were captured while fighting in Ukraine. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Alex Drewke and Andy Hunt arrived in Birmingham, Alabama. They were welcomed by their families and friends. Those two men disappeared in the Kharkiv region near the Russian border back in June. They traveled to Ukraine on their own and became friends while they were there. The U.S. says the men were freed as part of a 300-person prisoner exchange.
A house guest accused of murdering a Detroit news radio anchor. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
57-year-old Jim Matthews, an anchor at WWJ-AM, was murdered at his home in Chesterfield Township on Friday. Police say four others were seriously injured, including Matthews' girlfriend and his two children. The suspected killer, a 54-year-old man and frequent guest in the home, was invited inside before the attack. Officers found him alive in the basement with apparently self-inflicted wounds. Police say he overdosed on drugs. He was taken to the hospital where he's in stable condition.
The longtime voice of Darth Vader calling it a day.
The iconic James Earl Jones has decided he will no longer provide the speaking voice for the infamous Darth Vader in any future Star Wars projects. Variety is reporting that Jones has signed over the voice rights to the character to both Lucasfilm and a Ukrainian artificial intelligence audio company named Respeecher. That company worked on the recent Disney Plus Star Wars series Boba Fett and Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was during that series that the company's techs reportedly worked in Ukraine on making Jones sound like he did when Star Wars premiered 45 years ago, even while dealing with the continuing Russian invasion. And perhaps it all makes sense that a character being kept alive through artificial means will eventually have a voice created artificially.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.